KSL at night.
And welcome back to KSL at night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside my good friend Greg Skordas, and we're talking about all the interesting things, including breaking news. Now, yes. Greg, I am on the KSL news text line. So this morning at like 7:15 a.m., I'm going to say, that sounds really precise, so let's just go with it, it was 7:15 a.m. I heard about this next segment we're going to talk about is that this person was doing some intentional hit and runs in Salt Lake County and then just got caught because he was in Summit County. So here's what I'm going to tell y'all. If you are dying that in the morning you get a text from KSL, so you are up to speed on everything that is happening, just like I am right now, staying in the snow is easy. Just text the word breaking, B-R-E-A-K-I-N-G, not breaking like breaking to stop your car, but right. Breaking like breaking news. Text that word to 57500. And like me in the morning, or I think all throughout the day, you will get texts telling you what is going on.
That's interesting.
Dude, are you on that text line?
I am now. You just helped me set it up. So yeah, that's great. 57500, text the word breaking.
All right. So Greg, what I got texted today was this 26-year-old man was accused of intentionally hitting at least six women in Salt Lake County and has just been named in Summit County. I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce his name correctly. Is it An Pham?
Yes, An Pham.
An Pham, excuse me.
Been,
go ahead.
He's been charged in Salt Lake County with 12 counts. And you
oh
said
my
it
gosh.
Exactly right. Six women were hit. And so for each count, he's charged with an attempted murder and a hit and run. So each of those events resulted in
two charges.
So six victims, 12 counts. The attempted murder charge, Leah, carries up term of imprisonment of up to life in prison and a minimum of 5 years. It's five to life, where murder itself is a 25 to life. Attempted murder is five to life. And the hit and run is also a felony. It carries a prison term of up to 5 years. So these are serious charges, and they all seem to be sort of coalescing around the same individual. And he's in jail now. And since he's been in jail, there have been at least three other incidents or people going, hey, wait a minute, we had an incident like that in our city as well. We know that the Salt Lake County case involves Sandy and Salt Lake City, and that there were probably four or five of them just in Salt Lake City alone, but there was another one in Sandy. And like you said, we learned today that Summit County has him as a suspect in a case up there as well.
All right, so there's a lot to unpack there. So let me ask you a question. So we've got six definite, seven for Summit. And each of them are going to be two. So is that like six times five plus six times, do you know what I mean? Like the five for the hit and run plus, right? Like, does that mean he could be in jail forever?
Well, I mean, he's got a life sentence on each one as it starts with. So yes, but I mean, if he's facing seven, eight, he's probably going to have, I think they're up to about nine counts now where there would be an attempted homicide, which is a five to life, and a hit and run, which is up to 5 years in prison. So yeah, the charges could be astronomical. The thing that concerns me, and I don't know that we're going to get into this too much, is that the crimes are so bizarre. Every once in a while you see a course of conduct that's just so bizarre that you have to wonder about the mental state of the individual.
All right, so tell us about that, because it's not, I feel like you'd expect with a hit and run, it's like someone was looking at their phone, hit somebody,
exactly.
Freaks out, and
right.
They leave.
Right.
But this is actually a story of malice and intent.
Right. No, these are directed car attacks at people. Yeah, I've done a lot of hit and runs, mostly involving people.
Wait. You haven't done a lot of hit and runs.
I represent a lot
right.
of people charged with hit and run. And often it's people who are not paying attention, maybe intoxicated, leave the scene thinking they might get away with it. And of course, it never happens because everybody leaves a license plate or bracket or something, you know, on the side of the road. They're just something that police can find, or, you know, they go home and they're spouse is going, what's going on here? You got some clothing on the front of your car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they it's not something you get away with. Although this person did get away with it for some period of time. However, he's now been charged. Yeah, it's a serious crime. It's something that occurs more than you think. And these, I think the point of your question was, it's not just a hit and run where you have, that's a crime. It's a serious crime, but it's an attempted murder. So the district attorney, and he's obviously presumed innocent, and I want to maintain that. But the district attorney's office in Salt Lake County and perhaps in Summit County feel like these were targeted attacks, mostly at women, and that his intent was to cause them harm. I mean, when you're coming after somebody with a car, it's not to scare them or to hurt them like you would with a bat or something like that. I mean, it's almost certain to cause their death. So if you get involved in something like that, it makes sense if they believe that his conduct was intentional. And if you look at these videos, I've seen one. It's horrific.
Yeah,
it looks like a very directed attack.
Right. I was going to read, so I'm just going to read right from the KSLTV.com story. They have a person talking about they've seen it. This girl was running across the street and he was chasing after her.
Right.
And I'm like, he's going to get her. He's going to hit her. And he did. He hit her. She flew up in the air. So that's a quote from Christy DeMarco. So the answer is, people are watching him behave this way, right? So the reason they can catch him, Greg, is because, people know it's his car. It's like this white car that he's got.
Right.
And they see him targeting pedestrians. What do you think it says that most of them are women?
It makes me think, and I'm just playing armchair quarterback here, it makes me think that he's got some anger issues, something going on that he wants to hurt women because they are targeted. I think there was one that involved a couple, but it seems like he's targeted. He's got some real rage and hate. That's why I think there's some mental health issues going on here. They may not excuse his conduct. I mean, it's certainly not going to excuse it very much because it's such a directed conduct. But to me, it seems like he's got somebody that's got some
issues. Can I ask you a question? Does
Sure.
that become a hate crime? So if it feels like he's targeting women, is that
a protected class? That's interesting.
Yeah,
could you call that a hate crime? I mean, and I don't know what that would do when he's already facing 5 to life in prison. You can't
make him
make
stay
it much
in jail
worse
longer.
Than that, right?
Okay, I gotcha.
But that's a great question. You're prodding at my legal expertise here. Could it be? Yeah, I think it probably could be.
All right. So let's talk about the fact that we've got a number of different law enforcement jurisdictions, right? So you said Sandy. I was saying Salt Lake County, Salt Lake City. There's Park City over in Summit County.
Right.
It's part of the reason why it takes a minute, because some of these go back to like last August when you look at the list, is because he's in all these different districts. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that's odd. I think a lot of people are concerned about that. Because perhaps had law enforcement been more aggressive at the beginning after the first one or two or three, there wouldn't have been 7 or 8 or 9. But it's such a bizarre crime. It's not like, persons are targeting credit unions and robbing credit unions or scamming people by a certain method on the phone. This is a hit and run. You just don't think of a serial hit and runner. I mean, it's so bizarre that I know people are concerned with law enforcement for not getting on this much earlier, but just from the law enforcement perspective, just having worked with them and worked as a prosecutor, it's such a bizarre crime that you don't think of it as somebody that's targeting people. And it probably took, like you say, 5 or 6 of them before people started thinking, hey, there's a person here who's really doing some horrible things. And it seems to be much worse than just an accident or inattentive driver or somebody who's texting, as he approaches an intersection.
Right. So the answer is we totally wouldn't think this is the thing.
Right.
Right. So we're not tracking it. That's interesting. So.
And I guess I'm not defending police because it did take a long time. But I think to me, it's understandable that they didn't coordinate this the way, because I've worked with Metro police units, you have different agencies and they're getting together and they're working on the gangs or they're working on drug interdiction or doing that kind of a thing. They're working together. But for traffic, we don't think of a unified police agency that's coordinating their efforts to get, certain type of traffic. Let's get the speeders. You know what I mean? It's just not the kind of thing you do. So in that respect, it seems like it took longer than it maybe could have, probably should have to get this man hooked up. But and if he's the one that did it, I mean, we'll see. But it's just a bizarre course of conduct.
All right. Next up on KSL at Night, let's take a cold plunge. After the break, we'll have KSL's very own Jessica Lowell talk about a special story she's been working on for General Conference Weekend.